Tough start to the Panthers preseason. They get beat by the Jets 27-0, and I believe the Wolves are out already. The Wolves are out for the Cats. Fans are going nuts. Frank Reich, I thought we were going to change things. I have some theories as to why there is some angst. I'll get to that in a little bit. Will Brinson, who we talked to on Mondays here during the NFL season, I thought, since apparently some people are treating 27-0 loss to the Jets as somehow carrying some meaning, I thought we would pretend that it's a that it matters. So is Frank Reich on the hot seat, Will?
Yeah, fire him right now. Why is he still the coach?
I don't understand.
I'd like to remind you that the Chiefs lost 19-14 to the Bears last year in week one of the regular season. The Chiefs would end up having the 32nd overall pick in the NFL draft because they won the Super Bowl, and the Bears would end up having the first overall pick until they traded it to Carolina because they were the worst team in football. So before we go and make – I mean, and look, like, I think it is the preseason is a warm-up for the regular season, right?
It's nothing.
And
it means
it means nothing. There's some stuff that means things, mm-hmm. but like by and large, it does mean nothing. I mean, I like to constantly say, let's settle down and not make rash, let's not jump to rash conclusions
right. Based
on one game, a small sample size. And then I like to do exactly that, right? And like make, I get on Monday with you at 12 o'clock or whatever it is and yell about how the, week one of the Panthers regular season is a complete disaster. This team's a disaster. I think a couple of things should be true with the Panthers. One, the offensive line could be problematic.
Yeah, now, that was the issue for me just with the first handful of series, right?
Yes, Ike Ekwonu completely misdiagnosed or misrecognized a stunt from the Jets,
mm-hmm.
and he got blown by. Bryce Young got popped on the, I believe his first pass. It was a completion to Adam Thielen for 8 yards.
Right.
You saw him actually, Icky was clearly, he was like, oh my God, I am so sorry, buddy.
Right.
Cause you saw Bryce Young pop on the helmet, like, don't sweat it, dude. And then Icky also got beat, and I don't like to talk bad about Icky cause he's an NC State guy, and I think he's a really, really good run blocker.
Yep.
He's got to improve in his pass pro. Got beat low by Bryce Huff on, a subsequent play. He didn't actually, I think Jermaine Johnson was the one who got to the, got to Bryce Young on that. The other thing can be true that the Jets have a top five pass rush. And the Panthers might just have like an average to below average offensive line right now. Not everybody's healthy. Not everybody's cohesive. Defensive lines. So if you think about, we always talk about like defensive lines are going to be ahead of the offensive lines in the preseason.
Yeah, especially if they stunt and you're playing against, stunting, right?
Exactly. And the Jets were being aggressive. The Jets were also playing their second preseason game.
Mm-hmm.
They have an entire game's worth of reps more than the Panthers do in terms of actual game action.
Mm-hmm.
Offensive line, if something is going to show up in the preseason as a problem for almost every NFL team, it is the offensive line.
Right.
It shows up all over the league because, one, you require a lot of consistency with the offensive line to produce positive results. And two, you require a lot of reps to get that consistency. And they just don't, teams just don't have a lot of reps because we're early in the season. So I thought that Bryce Young looked like he belonged, whatever the hell that's supposed to mean. But that the offensive line is a problem. I think the weapons like Adam Thielen and Hayden Hurst are nice enough underneath DJ Chark too. Like the Panthers can be good if the offensive line is good. If the offensive line stinks, the Panthers are going to be, a 500 team maybe.
Yeah. I mean, they might be a 500 team either way.
Sure.
I mean, 9-8, probably, I think 9-8 will win the division. I mean, that's just the way I think 9-8 will win the NFC South this year. I mean, if you win 10 games, I think you're resting your starters in the final week of the regular season. I really do.
I don't know about that, but it's entirely possible you're not wrong.
I don't know if anybody's good.
The NFC South is, like, for the exact opposite reason of the AFC North, and they are the actual exact opposites. the AFC North is impossible to pick because you don't know which team is going to be the best because they're all really good.
Except for the Browns.
The NFC South, except for who?
The Browns.
Browns can be really good. Browns have a decent roster. Browns can be better than we think, but I'm not high on them either. The NFC South is impossible to pick because you don't know which bad team is going to be the best. And I do think that we'll see these teams kind of glom together around 500, where it's like last place could be 7-10 and first place is 10-7.
Yeah, and I mean, I think ultimately, 9-8 will win the division thanks to a tiebreaker. That's the way I think.
I'm not going to take week one of the preseason and look at how Derek Carr looked in his first drive against the Chiefs' questionable defense, and he looked really good. They looked really good. The Saints looked really good, and how the Panthers looked in their entire game, and they looked really bad. And Matt Corral, woof. Also, no time back there.
Yeah,
I'm not going to change my if I'm picking the Panthers to be in first and the Saints to be in last, I'm not going to flip that based on week one of the preseason. That's a bad overreaction.
All right. Let me ask you about I don't know if this is an overreaction or not, but a few years ago, Will Brinson is joining us here from CBSSports.com. At Will Brinson, also the Pick Six podcast. Back when Ron Rivera was hired by Washington during the Dan Snyder era, I thought that it was the perfect hire for an organization that simply needed an adult. And that's what Ron Rivera is. Solid human being, good coach, not a great coach, but a good coach, conservative coach, but a good one. That's exactly what they needed.
Defensive Mike McCarthy.
a perfect example. So this offseason, they try to get more dynamic offensively. They hire Eric Bieniemy as the offensive coordinator. And all of a sudden, they're answering questions now about, oh, man, is he running his team? Is he working his team too hard? And Rivera doesn't say, no, it's pro football. We're a month away from the start of the season. Why does anybody care about this? He basically threw Bieniemy under the bus by saying, yeah, it's something we're going to have to talk about. Players have complained. It's too complicated. What are we doing?
Yeah, so the Commanders, and I really hope they change that name.
They will.
The vibes are, what the kids say these days, the vibes are immaculate. aside from, if they say something like that, I don't really
something,
know.
Yeah.
I have no idea. Do they say bomb.com? Do they still say that?
I have no idea, but I'll find out today when I pick my son up.
Yeah, ask him about Da Bomb if that's still cool with the kids. My son routinely calls me a nerd and says various things about me that are meme related that
it's
are not very
true.
Nice. At any rate, I think that because of the sale to Josh Harris, you really see a difference in this team. I think that you're going to see a very optimistic and enthusiastic fan base show up for week one and show up throughout the preseason. Now, the Ron Rivera thing is really interesting because he is, as far as I know, Adam, the only coach in the NFL to oversee the transition of an ownership sale through multiple scandals.
Right. Yes.
I've never seen this before. Ron Rivera's the guy you want transitioning. I mean, look, at the end of the day, this season, Ron Rivera knows that this season is an audition for his new boss, Josh Harris, who is going to probably come in and completely clean house because that's what owners eventually do when they take over football teams. I thought he did a pretty good job of walking it back. He compared Bieniemy to Jack Del Rio, and he was like, they all have different styles, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, look, like, you just can't – it was just a bad move, and I think he's just maybe feeling a lot of pressure and subsequently walked it back. I think Washington has a chance to be better than people expect. Their defense could be really, really good. And I like Sam Howell. Like, I think Sam Howell has a chance to be a player in this league. And if they can protect for him and these weapons kind of develop and he plays well, then Washington could be a problem.
Right. No, I think they do have good personnel. And especially on the defensive side of the ball, they could be good. And they've got some game-breaking players on the offensive side as well. Stuff that the Panthers don't have, it seems like Washington has, right? They have a little bit of that element. But
I mean, Terry McLaurin's maybe the most underrated receiver in the NFL.
He's a star.
He goes for 1,000 yards every year. He doesn't care who the quarterback is. He's got a guy that he likes in Sam Howell who can be aggressive down the field and is willing to force balls into tighter windows.
But I know you say that Ron Rivera did a good job of walking it back, but man, you shouldn't have had to walk it back. I can't even speak English. You can interpret what Ron Rivera said in one of two ways. One, He agrees that Eric Bieniemy is working his team too hard, which I can't even fathom. Or he's basically saying that my team isn't very smart. My offense isn't very smart in terms of the personnel. I mean, these are the only ways to say to apologize for that.
So the Bieniemy thing is really interesting because, and we talked to JP Finley for our All 32 series on the Commanders. Like, you know, Bieniemy is like, everybody's like, you should get a head coaching job. And everybody's kind of treating this as he wanted to go to Washington to get out from under Andy Reid so he could prove that he deserves a head coaching job. Except he didn't really have any other offers to be an offensive coordinator. And it was just sort of time to move on in Kansas City. Now, you're not going to get anybody in Kansas City say anything bad about him. I think he's got two Super Bowl rings, right?
Right.
There's some historical off-the-field stuff that certainly pops up during these interviews, I believe, that kind of largely gets unmentioned by in the media. I just sort of wonder if this isn't more of a forced marriage for Rivera with Bieniemy than maybe it's being given credit for. I mean, because
he didn't have
of the
to hire him, right?
I don't know. Do you not?
Did the league tell him he had to?
No, I just wonder if there was some edict from there was a clear call to change the offense because he fired Scott Turner and needed to go get somebody else. I'm not saying that he was told to hire Eric Bieniemy. I'm just saying when Eric Bieniemy became a candidate for that job, you sort of wonder if his bosses didn't say that's the guy that we want to hire to bring in and run some kind of Andy Reid system. And he's clearly not running. He is not a Ron Rivera type of practice guy.
No.
I don't think it's that big a deal. It's a weird dynamic. It is a bit of a red flag.
I thought that was a complete turnover by the head coach in Washington.
It's an unfortunate error.
And it's hard to walk that back until we see what the team looks like when we get to the opener. All right, Will Brinson. We talked about the two locals, and we will talk again maybe next week. And I appreciate your time as always.
Yeah, man. Talk to you soon. See ya.
Got it. Will Brinson here on the Adam Gold Show.
Here's a summer travel tip. Pack just one pair of shoes that goes with every outfit. Like the versatile, perfectly packable tree shoes from Allbirds. From the go anywhere tree runners to the sporty tree dashers too, to the classic low top tree pipers. Allbirds has a pair of shoes for every style. The best part is, they're all crafted with lightweight, breathable eucalyptus fiber that takes comfy to the next level. Step into summer travel with the perfect travel shoes from Allbirds. Find your pair at Allbirds.com. That's Allbirds.com.